Yeah, I want to get moving over here.
He understands it now. Looking forward to every day.
That's 8:35 already.
That's my brother-in-law's yard size, so I would like to learn Lila Nishmasa a bit on the Shabbat Shabbat. Yeah. Achil is possible, yeah, Matvila.
Did you leave Ramon?
This one, no. He's not in 91, I think. Yeah. Minig HaNashim, the Minig, again, Minig is important. Minig HaNashim shall I lechol possible, yeah, Matvila. Not to eat possible, yeah, Matvila. Right?
As much as a shop is, it's different, right?
Can you just relax, man? We're going to get there. We just learned one line.
Okay.
Yeah?
I'm a professional.
Yeah. Bain Bosa Behema.
What?
Professional what?
Bain Bosa Behema, Bain Bosa Eif. Whether it's Bosa Behema or whether it's Bosa Eif. Yeah? Whether it's meat, whether it's chicken. Wow. Or than Bosa Tochen, even if it's chopped meat. Chiddush with that being
that it's chopped meat doesn't really go in your teeth.
Yeah.
Right. If she forgot, she doesn't have to push off the tefillah because she forgot and she ate meat.
Let's say she's going to... That's because I was assuming before they didn't really have floss the same way we do now.
Oh, so that's the thing. So that's the shalas bizmanazah, they have floss. Pashtus is... I mean, you can't say this, but you would say that the minig would not have been adopted had they had floss.
Sounds right.
They had toothpicks.
Not the same.
But it's not floss.
Floss
toothpicks. Yeah, these are linakas shina hatev kaidam atfila. But of course, she should make sure she should clear them up, clean the teeth out. Now, does this mean a whole day? Or does this just mean within a bunch of hours?
Right,
it's a pay dalid in the footnote there. Shulchan Aruch, v'ayinu kol hayon, kein das l'chofetz chayim, v'loy rak mechatzois, mekor chayim. V'afilu b'yom haruchim b'tkuvas tamas. Right? Even long day. So you can't have meat for breakfast, even though l'maisa, it's going to be 12 hours later that she's going to go to the mikvah. Right? Now what about the night before?
It's fine.
It's not there.
What's the pshat? Because I guess it would decay enough overnight.
24 hours.
Why not 2 days before? I mean, like
two or three. No, it's enough time. Is it a calendar day thing or it's just the day?
Well, it's either way, it's not the calendar day. She goes to the mikvah night.
No, I mean that day. The day before she goes to the mikvah.
What are you saying? I'm sorry,
No, just maybe it means the night before too.
But she got a bunch of shabbos Friday night also.
We're not dealing with Shabbos.
Right, I know. I'm just saying that. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll get to that. Tavshel shen is bashalim raitiv. I shuman himself. Yeah. I shuman shabasa.
Just like chalent.
Chalent or meat soup or something like that. Ain't a bechlal minig hanal. That's not included in the minig.
What to eat the chalent without meat?
Chopped meat is. What about salami?
One second. Chalent. To eat a bowl of chalent with meat, or to eat a bowl of chalent
not without meat. Just to eat the raitiv.
She can eat the chalent, the beans and the potatoes. She can't eat the meat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No, tafshel means... can you mean in tafshel?
Yeah, but you can't eat the meat.
I would say hot dogs, salami, all of those are included in meat.
Yeah?
Yeah, but that's not like a hamburger.
Not if he has the health people. They say it's all junk.
If you include chopped meat.
Then the chara. Yeah.
It's just fine,
you include chopped meat. You have to include how cold cuts. Also the chara.
Well, cold cuts... Yeah.
It's not really sticky, really.
The cold cuts I can hear, but let's say turkey roll. It's not the same as salami. It's not really the same.
Corn.
You said corn on the cob.
Corn. If I was going to the mikvah, I couldn't eat corn for a week before the mikvah. Corn
is definitely more problematic than hamburger.
Yeah, so he's going to say that, right? For who I didn't shemud the lechol dogim, then fish would also be okay. Meaning fish... which is normally also considered like a type of meat, so that's okay. Fafsha minigu tafka al basa, mikomokim kampeshar dvarm shenet bokim bein hashinayim. Other things that get stuck between these can be popcorn, oi tiros meha kelach, corn on the kava kadoima. Roili mala, you should prevent yourself milachlam biyom atfila, machachom ena beroisha. Meaning,
stay away from
fill in the blanks. Whatever you know from experience is going to get stuck. Right, so we discussed that popcorn shalat last week, right? That Yossi got.
What shalat?
A lady found popcorn in her teeth a few days after the mikvah.
But she knows she didn't have popcorn, she knows, since she went. Right.
So what should you have to do?
It's a big shayla. I think the rabbis were split on it. I think most said l'maaseh she wouldn't.
Obviously she went anyhow.
No, you don't go anyhow. It's a big, it's a shver thing. If a woman does it, it's a shayla, it looks bad on the, it looks bad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But who right away,
bad
that
too,
night,
and all that, it's...
But that night you would have told her, I'm saying, if it was that night you would have told her to go back.
That night she's still there? When?
When she goes home, there's no difference?
I don't know. The Paiskim all say, Im Efshah, she should be Tavil again. What does that mean, Im Efshah? So she got to get back in the car, go back to the mikveh. That's called Efshah, or that's E Efshah. I don't know. I don't have clarity on what the Paiskim. What do you go by Efshah?
Is there something halakhically wrong with going to the mikveh if you don't need to?
Yes, if you're with your husband already, yes.
What?
It's Matilaz.
On
let's say there's a baby 9 months later.
Huh.
Right?
So what do you do?
So that's why it's very shver. It's got to be a real shver chatzitza. It's got to be a real shver.
Oh, you stay away from each other?
Yeah, that's another shver. Is that called efshah? Stay away from each other and wait till the next night. Is that called efshah?
Next night.
What do you mean?
Next shot to go to the mikveh. She can't go back to the mikveh.
Let's say the mikveh is closed. She doesn't have to 1 o'clock in the morning. 1 o'clock in the morning.
No, but I'm saying, let's say it's mighty last. She went home a week later. She realized now there's mighty last to go back.
No. If it's a chatzitza lahalacha, then she has to go back.
And then there's no
even if it's
still much.
They're going to do it.
You're not
going to
tell her she gave you with her husband. That's also right. Sir. Keep her away.
Yeah. Fine. The whole Matzi last thing, what exactly does that mean? So go to a different mikveh. I'd say Bismaneinu, Bismaneihem. You couldn't just go to a different mikveh. All right, but Bismaneinu, go to Brooklyn to the mikveh.
See, I don't understand that. What your father told me once, a quote from Moshe Weinstein.
Yeah.
That, you know, everybody's always nervous, you know, not to pass, you know, to put the things down. Right. So it should be the opposite. Right. You should be nervous to pass because then, you know. So here, if you go to the mikveh again, that means he's showing you're following halacha. Something was wrong. Now you're following halacha. What's the mitzvah?
It is.
They know you went to the mikveh.
Yeah, but
they know you're going again.
But they don't know why, and they thought there was something wrong with the original tefillah.
Right. So there was.
No, there wasn't. Not necessarily. It was a chumrah or this or that. Not enough to make
hey,
that
what if, what if a kid is born 9 months later?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but, was it from
before the second one?
You said it's very valid, though.
What?
Today's main age.
But go to the mikveh. I think we just go with what the Chacham have told us.
I'm just saying, because how many things we go through that you're doing is a chashash, a chashash, a chashash, a chashash. And this one, not a big deal.
I understand. If she brushed her teeth, shouldn't that be enough?
Yeah, but
in other words, she scrubbed it and it didn't come out.
Right.
So then, I mean, it's
so
like
she
a
missed
scab.
It. So she missed it.
It's like a scab. If you.
It's not even no, that's outside. This
if
is
if you soften it, but that's because you softened it.
That's right. It's inside
this is something that she lechayra. The question is, would she be makbir on this piece of popcorn? Would she be makbir on this?
She didn't know about it.
But let's say she knew about it. Would she care?
No, because it's something that's so far removed that it doesn't even
matter. Maybe. So that's what someone would say. It's so far in, it's not even called Beis HaStarim. It's already Balua. It's like it's
no,
an inside
even
the body.
If it is Beis HaStarim, she's still not makbir.
And then it just came down a few days later.
You're not makbir on things that you can't feel and that no one can see.
Well, then that's why you brush your teeth and why you're flossing your teeth.
Because you feel that and you care. It might look bad, but this is all the way back. I can't feel it. I can't see it.
You know what? Okay, that's what some of the opinions were.
Okay.
Maybe some might say, listen, if somebody told you that there's a popcorn in between your teeth, if you knew 100% and you tried...
And you tried and you couldn't get it out, so that means you don't care about it anymore.
Maybe some would say that you gotta... You would...
Depends on the person.
So lamatas. Imchal tefilas b'matzei Shabbos and matzei Yomtiv. So let's say the tefillah falls on matzei Shabbos and matzei Yomtiv. Muteras lechol basa b'Shabbos v'Yomtiv. Right, that's the taz. Even by shalosh shudas. I once saw something about this. I have no recollection what it was. Whether it was pro or con.
What?
Even by shalosh shudas.
Why not?
Hey, it's very close.
Shudas mitzvah. Saw it.
Even after shkia. I mean, theoretically, she could be eating meat in 15 minutes.
He's about to say Shabbat Brachos Yilado. Shabbat Brachos Yilado.
I was about to ask about it. It could be a night too.
Could be. Nah, he's not talking about Shabbat Brachos at night. Because she'd probably go to Mikveh before the Shabbat Brachos.
So you're saying the day runs in. Okay, whatever.
V'chein im chal tefilas v'matei Purim, ay b'chal amayid, meaning These are all Suda's mitzvahs.
Okay.
Alright. What about a Siyum? Siyum Masechta? I don't know.
Chanukah?
Father Shulchan discusses it.
Chanukah
is
not
a
Suda's mitzvah.
If you have
Shuvah, if you sing. If you sing.
Okay.
Mutaris lecha basa b'yom tefilosav. Who adin b'kala shachal tefilosav emza sheva brachas? You want a time it means it fell out right in the middle of the sheva brachas. She went out to the mikvah. That's what you want.
She didn't go. She probably had to wait till afterwards.
That's what you mean. Shemutaris lecha basa kivon sheyamim elu nechshavim lo kiyomtiv. Talk a yom. Ach b'chol yamim elu shemutaris lecha b'yom basa b'yom tefila. Tizol enakas heidav shineo koydam atila. Obviously. Right. Hisaskus the batik v'shava b'yom atvila. So ain't lalish isa or the sasik in batik b'yom atvila. Dough. She shouldn't need. I don't know exactly what differences mean. Isa and batik. But she shouldn't chala cakes that type of thing. V'adim b'shav dvarim shenet bakim v'inam ayvim b'kalas. Things that stick and they're not removed easily. That's what he's going to say. Ach, imchal tefilas abilal Shabbos, v'darka lolosh isa l'chvayt Shabbos, v'teres lolosh kamer av Shabbos, el shesricha lirchot ez yedeh, ahetiv kaidam atfila. I would think she probably is going to do a chafifa after she makes challah, though. So then, she'll scrub it there. Kidei shalai tishar, isa dvukamem, so she shouldn't have anything stuck. Huh?
Just only on Friday? Can you just do this in general?
Oh, so can you do this l'chatchila with gloves?
That's my question.
I would say, yeah.
Why not? Yeah.
But it's not gonna. Yeah, fine. So my malaf ain't l'sasek b'shava b'yom etfilas. You shouldn't be dealing with wax. V'lochein nashem amasirus esarasem ayitei shava. They do waxings l'yasu kain b'yom etfilas. Right, so it should really be done the day before.
It's
a time shall I lasik bedevik beyond
matfila. It's money because people you have to if you normally wax you have to wax before the mitzvah, right?
Right, so you gotta do it day before. Day before.
And that'll be good enough. We're not worried that they're not makbid.
No.
You don't have to worry.
No. Bein achila bein achaviv l'tfila ayin ma shisbar b'zeh l'kamam b'sim kuf shadi tosk. What do you mean, how does it help? There's enough time that you're going to get all the wax off. You'd be surprised how many. I mean, I had myself a couple of shadows where women found wax after the mikvah. Okay. I don't know when they went to the waxing.
I mean, you're saying the day before is already. Is it okay?
Who?
You're saying the day before is okay, but that.
The day before is okay. Right. It's, listen.
What about the night before?
I mean, let's say she needs a waxing and she didn't do it the day before. So should she push off the mikvah? No. Or not.
Do that, then just shower and
what we carry. Right, they should make sure she clean herself very well. Huh?
So what's the answer to the wax shower?
What do you mean? It's totally. You gotta ask the lady, would she be makbid on it? Would most women be makbid on it? Depends where on the body it is. Right? If she wouldn't be makbid, then the chayr, it's okay. Right? Stima b'shein. Say isha sheyesh la stima b'shein. Like this is big controversy.
When we say akbados, we carry the fact. When she let's say she wouldn't want to be makbid on it if it's on a part of her body which is normally closed.
Yes, so
like she's coming for the mikvah.
You go with where it's on the body.
I'm saying, but
right. So if it's in a place where she's normally covered and she wouldn't care, then it's not.
Never. But she would care. She's gonna be with her husband, then she would care because she doesn't
want to be there. Also, then it would be a problem. Then it might be a problem. Well, we already said the cloud goes with the street, right, or Moshe. That's what he said before.
So anything under her where she normally be clothed is okay.
L'chayra, unless that's a shayla already. If she would be, if it would bother her husband, she would remove
let's
it.
Say
it
bother her husband.
But if most women would be makbid in front of their husbands,
then she's a problem too.
Then it's also a problem.
Even if her husband wouldn't care.
Right.
When you say it goes past the street, you mean basically everybody else, not specifically her.
No, I mean the street. Meaning, what would she wear? What would she? Be embarrassed? Would she be embarrassed to go like that in the street?
Okay, so then something hidden wouldn't count.
See, so I'm not sure how you look at something hidden. What? So, in what way do you look at something hidden?
Because there are times that she might be makbid, but not in the street.
Because it's hidden. Right. So then the chayr would be okay.
Right. It could be on her back too, and if she's swimming with her friends, she'd be makbid on it. But on the street, she's not makbid.
Right. So yeah, nechanami.
That would be fine. Huh? So then lucharev should be the same thing.
So, because there are those that that say that it's by a chasana. A lucharev by a chasana woman is more makbid, no?
Yeah, but again, on her back, she's not going to care.
Right. Yeah, so you'd go lechara, which whatever it is, whatever it happens to be on the body. Yeah. So stima b'shem. So isha sheyesh stima b'shem. She has a filling. Let me ask you, lama itcham la'olam, if it's a permanent filling, ain't a chaytzetzes. Imagine if it would be if you hold it as chaytzetzes.
It couldn't get fillings.
Big problem.
Yeah.
She wouldn't get them.
Yeah. Yeah. But there are those that hold that. And that's even if she has many fillings.
Why
would
you hold it as a chatzitza? What's the tzad? You're not makbid on it. No one would be makbid on it if you need it for. Cause you're,
yeah, but what do you mean?
If you have a cavity and everyone wants you to have a filling, I mean, no one's makbid, if anything.
I don't know. I never saw
it's
what.
It's not a robe of your body. It's in a place in your body where it's been a sturm. Like, what's the.
So what? So is it this a sturm? It has to be royal be a slime.
Fine. Okay. So forget that. But still, it's not a robe of the goof. No one's makbid on it. If anything, they specifically want it there. What's?
Well, it could be that they wouldn't. I don't know. And a chanami. I don't hear why. The Chacham Sadon is the one that says. Look in the footnote. Tzadi Vav, he brings a whole bunch of shitas that are matter it and says the like a Chacham Sadon. Not like a Chacham Sadon. For short opinion seeing. Right?
I'm assuming the thorns were very different from Chacham Sadon. We're talking.
They may not look so good then.
Yeah, but Lachar, you still want it.
No, they may not look so good then.
Huh?
No, you may not be embarrassed by it the way it looks.
Yeah, but I'm saying
we're not talking about crowns and stuff. We're talking about fillings.
What kind of fillings did they have in the Chacham Sadon 200 years ago? Not more than 200 years.
I don't.
200 years. What kind of fillings did they have? I'm saying it might have been a very different thing. It might, you know.
Okay, so anyway, you have Ramesha, so that's why they're Mekel. Huh? Now, what does he mean that even if there's many teeth that have filling?
You said the teeth might be its own thing.
Oh, so look at that. Shutim Reyo, I should the loike shut avni neze, the chidish, the hashinayim nidoinim b'fnei atzmam. You look at the teeth as a separate entity. Like by hair, right? We said already that the body is one thing. Hair on the body is considered a separate thing, and then the teeth, according to Rav Nezer, is a separate entity. Because of Shulchan, if there is chatzitza beroiv shinayim, afilu ena makpedes chatzitzas midrabbanan, vechatzitza bechol shinayim chatzitzas midaraisa. Getting back to the basics of chatzitza, right? So if it's on roiv, then it's midrabbanan, and if it's on all the teeth, it's a daraisa.
So dentures,
come out.
Dentures have to come out anyways. We'll see. Because right, they come out. If she takes them out, it's totally if it's there permanently. You know. Let's look at the next memdal. If yesh lo stimas zmanis, right? Temporary. Nechelchu apaiskim hi chitzetas. That's already a big machlokes. V'lachein if yesh lo stima kazu tasa sheilas chacham.
What do we do?
But no, the temporary filling is going to be replaced by a permanent filling.
Right. So but what if it's between? So you may have a temporary filling for 2 weeks, and
that means it's
yeah,
something
yeah, but that area
remove.
Would be covered anyhow.
Yeah, but
what do you mean? So what? But what you have here is the veroi shem efshar to sadar satibo b'shinayim ba'ovin shelo yafriel zman tefilasa, that it shouldn't bother, it shouldn't be mafriel in the zman tefila, meaning go over to the dentist appointment after the mikvah.
How about this one? What if the day of the mikvah she cracks a filling?
Oh, he's going to discuss cracked fillings, I think.
What's the problem?
Well, it's painful.
Yeah, I think that's the next. Right, so that's the next.
You want it to come out.
If first comes to shove, though, what would you tell a woman with a temporary filling?
I would refer to others. Look at the tzadikas in the footnote. Peshut divri malkiel, hichmir bazer. Chinkas peshut divri yoshe. Shem astima nimtzeis be'erach beis shavuos ein lechapes kulas. If it's going to be there for 2 weeks. Then don't look for coolers. Ayin shom v'ayin b'shudik b'smoshe. Meaning wait. I guess that 2 weeks is not so shver.
Wait for what?
You know that's a cycle pretty much.
Wait to go to the mikvah?
if the filling is going to be in there for 2 weeks, he said that's not enough of a reason to be makel to go to the mikvah.
Wow.
Yeah. Different generation, huh? But I in Bishut Igros Moshe, Bishut Har Tzvi. That Shut Igros Moshe is the middle of the one that with the cotton in the ear. It's about with all the chewers, it's about 20 pages long. So anybody's welcome to look for it.
You should be able to find it pretty quickly. I mean, 20 pages is a big section.
What? Yeah, Bishut Har Tzvi. V'ayim v'sefer Shari Tefila Shei v'shem agarim v'shalem zalman V'rabi Yashiv V'hasarim de'ein l'hako v'zeh Ela b'tziru shei l'stim hazman is din bitl. If this temporary filling would have a din of bitl, then it would be okay. G'gon sh'stim hazvi l'ishar shom lamed yoyim. 30 days is already a more lengthy. This applies to a cast too. And we have a cast, you have to ask a shei l'schachem. So 30 days, you cannot paskin from this, though. You gotta ask. If you know anybody that's negeya too, you gotta ask. Huh? Fine. Now, im yesh lo stima she'ena, so you buy for a roi. Right? Well, you know, truth is, Ramosha in this tshuva, that's in the beginning of the tshuva, I think. This is the part where, it's very interesting. On the part of Ramah that we learned, right, that he says lechatchila you should have nothing, right? So there, on that Ramah, the Piskei Tshuva brings a, I think it's Zichron Yosef, who says that if it's going to be on her for a very long time, then it's no, even the Ramah doesn't apply, right? Now I don't know why the Piskei don't really go with this, because then casts and all these things should be okay. So Ramosha says pshat in it. It's not pshat that it's a time related thing, because what's the difference if it's coming over 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, either it's a chasidza or it's not. So Rav Moshe has an interesting pshat. He says that if at any time she'll take this thing off for whatever reason, then it's a chasidza. But if she knows she's not taking it off for a certain amount of time, no matter what, then it's not a chitzitza. You know what I'm saying?
2 days.
No, let's say a ring. Let's say a ring.
No matter what. She's not taking it.
Right, exactly. She knows.
Even if it's a day.
Exactly. So that's mamash what Ramosh is saying.
Even for a day? Then she could do good in the mikvah, even if she take anything done the next day?
Right, if she knows. Seemingly, okay, it's a long chew, but that's what he said in the beginning. If, again, like a ring, right, that's on her body that she takes off. What do we say from the Rosh Ravid, that it's the reason why it's let's say a woman never takes off her rings, but since she'll take it off to knead dough, even though she never needs dough, but it could be the opportunity will present itself and she'll take it off. So that opportunity could be any minute, right? So then that's a chatzitza. But if it's something that she'll never
really, if the doctor would tell her, I just gotta, if she gets phone call not from the dentist, someone cancelled, you can come in now today.
No, but she knows that for health reasons she's got to have it there for a certain amount of time.
But it's not for a certain amount of time, let's say. Temporary filling,
yeah, because then he's going to replace it with a... Okay, I don't know what that... Right. So then maybe that would be a reason to be makel too. But that's basically what Ramosha says.
No,
that'd
be machmer.
That's what it says at the beginning of that show.
I'm being machmer, what I just said.
You're being machmer, but maybe if it's being replaced by a permanent, so really... I don't know, my temporary that I had once in my life fell out about a half hour after I left the dentist, so...
Eating rock candy doesn't help,
you know. No, that's true. Or tangy taffy or something. Yeah. But anyway, so im yesh lo stima she'ena asuya ba'ayfen aroy. Let's say it's messed up. Hare stima zuchetetz, then for sure it's chaytetzis. It wasn't put in properly. Look at Tzadik Tess in the footnote. We're going, koydem she'nes rapa ashen keroy, before it was properly healed, the koyvlon, it hurts her. Hare she'ena yichayla lilais, well, she can't chew on it. So it's a lousy job. So then for sure it's chaytetzis. And if a chelik of the filling got broken, then tasa sheilas chacham.
Well,
our
has
to go is cracked. He says, "Well, I'm chipped." Right. Okay. You're cracked. It's still all there. Just as a crack. Probably gonna be telling you if there's pain and all that. Ach, im yesh lo stima kavua. v'yesh l'koyf, the achilas says she has a permanent filling, and she has a pain. Ach hakoyf ein machus astima, but the pain is not because of the filling. Ein astima chetetet af ba'ofen sharoif etzarach l'ziru k'dei l'rafis is hashem. Because it has nothing to do with the seed, it has to do with the body under the. It has nothing to do with the filling. It has to do with under the filling. Yeah? Such a reason for my unbelief. Yeah? Ksarim, crowns, like Gesher, Kishinayim. So they're there forever. So obviously they're not going to be chaitzim because they're there. They're part of her body. Ach isha sheyesh lo gesher. Tirkulizar lana kosei hetev. Kibin shalul is kavitz by shirim. She's got to clean it well because it's gathers food. Zimharoi filoi niyach is a kesa karoi. Futzaruch tikun. Or sheyesh lo kesa zmani or temporary. Tasa shelis kochum. So it's a 3-year braces. Temporary?
Braces?
He's talking about, right?
3 years.
3-4 years temporary?
No, come on.
Huh?
No,
temporary?
That's all we know. Can't be.
Especially since they come off.
Yeah.
No,
they say,
so someone can't
get to make
for 3-4 years?
Listen, and according to the Chachmasala, we have a filling. Even all, most of our women are out.
Okay.
Boy, we should do that. You gotta open a dentist to make a new chumra that you can't go with a filling. You'll take them out every day for the mikvah. You actually put them in the next room next to the mikvah. New chumra. A schooler, you know?
A schooler solution. You rinse and it takes a few fillings and you have to come back and then I say.
Yeah.
School for your kids have good teeth, but.
Shame to service, right? False tooth, yeah. Hakavua la oilam v'yashal asira ena chetetetim hi matzias hashen leprakim chetetetet, obviously. Right, if she takes out her dentures, then it's going to be chetetetet.
What, she just take it out?
So what happens if it hurts her? Look at Kufay in the footnote. Shud marsham v'ayim v'shud gedulei tara. She'elo dim yesh letzar v'koyv l'asir es hashen or afilum ein letzar ela shetetzarach uman l'asira ena chetetetet. That's interesting, yeah, because then maybe that would apply to the filling too.
Yeah.
What
was it? If it
hurts her, or it's going to require her to go to the dentist to get out the filling, then it won't be chaitz.
Cast would not apply.
But b'shut Maria Sad, Maria Sad of you, because of the kedai who lists Michael. It's kedai from the three side
Maria.
What? The fifth person was a braces? Okay. Yeah. Okay.